How do economic sanctions influence human capital and talent management processes in the target country? These pressing questions come to our attention as countries increasingly deploy sanctions as a tool of geopolitical strategy, directly affecting not only the economic but also the social political environment of target context. In a world increasingly driven by the movement and management of talent, economic sanctions stand out as a double-edged sword, cutting into the economic settings of a nation while simultaneously reshaping the landscape of human capital. Our study delves into the macro talent management framework, exploring how sanctions impact the attraction, development, and retention of talent using the example of Russia. Macro talent management is a concept that refers to a broad-scale strategic management of human capital, mainly at the national or regional level. The macro talent management methodology takes into account various macro-level aspects, including education, immigration, public policy, and demographics, in order to attain a comprehensive understanding of a talent landscape of a given country or region. The macro talent management literature discusses the influence of macro factors on global talent management processes, connecting firm and country-level activities. Economic sanctions, by their nature, disrupt normal economic activities and create barriers to the free movement of talent, resources, and information. They can lead to brain drain, diminish education and training quality, and limit a country's ability to attract and retain skilled professionals. These challenges push a revaluation of macro talent management strategies, focusing on internal development and adaptation to mitigate the adverse effects of sanctions. Our research was based on critical discourse analysis, which requires the simultaneous consideration of external conditions, how they affect the text appearing in the media, the characteristics of these texts, and how these texts lead to decision-making and the logic underpinning the behaviors of different agents. Our study was central on information sources published between the end of February 2022 and the end of June 2023, detailing the outflow of professionals from Russia over that time frame. We analyzed 419 Russian and English publications dealing with the mobility of human capital. We found sources describing the results of surveys, interviews, statistical information on the negative impact of sanctions on human capital, and policy documents aiming at preventing the brain drain. Based on existing data, we conclude that sanctions affect all levels of talent management. Our findings reveal that sanctions primarily weaken talent mobility and worsen labor market conditions, leading to a notable talent outflow in politically and economically isolated countries. In response, organizations within the sanctioned countries are encouraged to adopt human capital diversion strategies, focusing on the creation of new internal relationships and development of a more closed micro-talent management ecosystem. This approach underlines the critical importance of retention over attraction, pushing reconsideration of internal policies at both national and corporate levels to support human capital through target retention programs. This strategic focus towards internal strengthening and retention initiatives emerged as a vital response to the challenges posed by sanctions, highlighting the adaptability and resilience of organizations in navigating the complexities of international sanctions.